We are learning Maseches Yevamos, Daf Dalet Amud Beis, and we are beginning four lines from the bottom. We just learned that Rabbi Yehuda is masking that a Mishnah Torah Darshu Smuchim. And the Gemara doesn't explain, there's nothing really special about Sefer Devarim, but like Tosis explains, that Kim Luhu, that in Sefer Devarim, things are different. And there's Mufnis and Mukach, like we learned in the Gemara. Mishnah Torah, my time the Darush. Why Taka in Sefer Devarim the Darshu Smuchim? So by the same of the Mukach, you could say one reason is because of the Mukach. The by the same of the Mufni. The Gemara will explain exactly what that means. The by the same of the Mukach, which means it's Mukach the Darshu Smuchim here. Why? Dim Kain Lichtovir Rachmon Agavi Arayis. Here in this pasuk, there's a new type of Arayis. Legala Knaf of it. It's the first time he mentions such a thing. What happened in Akrei Mois Kedoshim when all the Arayis are listed over there? Why don't we say this pasuk there? It seems like the Torah Dafka took it away from Sefer Vayikra and put it into Sefer Devarim. Why? In order to be next to Oynes. So that's how he knows the Darshu Smuchim. Because what's it doing here? It's only here to Darshu Smuchim. That's what it means, the Mukach. The Baisema Meshum the Mufti. Another way you can say it is because it's extra. What do you mean legal knaf aviv? Shema minah must be teaching us lafnuye for a drasha to make smuchim. I can tell me maybe it's for shemeres yavam. Zok Taisvis, that's also called extra because I need two lavim. We said before it's like two or three lavim, so I don't, it's extra. So therefore, Rav Yehuda said like this: do I drasha smuchim? Either because it's Mukach, because what's it doing here? It belongs to Sefer Vayikra, the Machrim Ayis Kedosh, and what's it coming over here for? It must be because to Darsha Smuchim. The other pshat is because it's extra. It says, Lo Yikach Ish Ish Ovi, what's the Galik Galik Nafavo? You're repeating the same thing over. It must be to Darsha Smuchim Panus Ovi. Aye, Taisa says, maybe it's for Shmeres Yavim. No, that's because that's an extra lab. We already know Shmeres Yavim. We already know Yvam Moshuk. We already know Nedasa. Therefore, it's extra, and therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says we darash smuchim. So that means in Mishnah Torah, you only darash smuchim if you have mukach mufni. So now, afraid of the kasha, we said by tzitzis that what? By tzitzis, we say the chalaisa and the mitzvah of tzitzis supersedes kalayim. Where's your mukach mufni over there? The guy with tzitzis nami, the boy is saying mishum the mukach. Then we also have to show that there's two reasons to say. There's two reasons to say anusa. That you say the smucha to anusa. So what's the mukach? What's the mufni? If I say the mukach, the MK lichtiv rachman a guy parashat tzitzis. What's gedilim tasalach doing over here in the middle of parashat tzitzis? It should be together with parashat tzitzis in Vayomer. What's it doing over here? Parashat Vayomer is in parashat shalach. What's it doing over here in Sefer Devarim? L'mayach is kas v'hacha must be to be a smuchim next to kalayim. If I say the mufna. That it's extra also. Why? Mechti, ksiv, it says already, a pasuk in Parashas Vayikra. The pasuk says, the middle of the pasuk says, Uveged kalayim shatnes lo yale alecha. So why does that say over here in Parashas Kiseitse, right before Gedilim Tasalach, right before the Parashas of Tzitzis in Parashas Kiseitse, it says, lo silba shatnes lo mali, shema mino lafluye. It means it's extra to make this drasha of smuchim. So say by Tzitzis also, it's mukach and mufni. Why are you saying it's mukach umufni? We need both the pasuk of lo yale alecha, and we need the parasha of lo silbash. Hani mitzvah tzrichi. Dikos rachmona lo yale alecha. If only say lo yale alecha, have amino, kol derech lo osu rachmona. You would think any time I put a piece of kalayim, piece of shatness, cover myself with it, even if I don't do it because of hanoa, I don't need the clothing, but filu moichre ksus. It's just a loyal alecha. You say is you're not allowed to drape kalayim on yourself, no matter what. Even if I'm just doing it to sell, it makes a difference. You cannot do it. Therefore, kasher achmano lo yisilba shatnes. It's loshon levisha. Levisha means I'm wearing it. Do me the levisha. This be hanah. Usually, I wear something to have hanah. Rashi is hanah. Schimum lachar any hanah. If I have hanah from levisha, that's the isak kalayim. So why don't you say lo yisilbash? Because achmano lo yisilbash. Having a dafka levish of the nafas and yosef, I think dafka wearing something as clothing, then it's a kalayim. Avahala, if you're just draping it over yourself, let's say as a blanket, even though I'm doing fahana, maybe it wouldn't be chayiv. Loi, kosachor lo yala lecha, that even is a that. So the more is cash like this, it's not extra. I need both drushes. I need like silbash to say it has to be at least derech levish a little bit, you have to have enough of it. And I need lo yala to teach us that even if I use it as a blanket, it's also. Isser. It's also Isser to wear it. Kalayim. What? We're only asking on Mufti, not on Mukha. Okay, the Mukha, what's Tzitzis doing? Gdil and Tazalach. We're asking on Mukha. We're in the whole Gemara. We want both. We want both of them to work out. Mukha and Mufti. So we're asking, where's your Mufti over here? It's not extra. I need both these psokim. So to Gemara, I'll tell you what's extra. I'll tell you what's extra. So to Gemara, I'm king. Lichter Chmolo is Silba Shatnes. Why is it Tzemer of Fishta and Lomali? It says in the Pasuk here in Sefer Devarim, Parashat Kesei, Le'silba Shatnes, Tzemer u'Fishtim Yachdav. Why does it have to say Tzemer u'Fishtim? We know, anytime it says the word Beged, according to Tanur Rebbe Shmuel, Beged always means Tzemer u'Fishtim. And already said, Beged Kelayim Shatnes Le'yal Alecha in Sefer Vayikra. It says already there, in Parashat Kedoshim, that it says Beged, it says there, Beged Kalayim Shadis La Lacha. So we already know that Samar Pishtin. So why in Kisei says after repeat over Samar Pishtin, that's extra. Let's read it inside. Im Ke Lichtner Chmolo Sivu Shatnes, Samar Pishtin Lomoli Mechdi, Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, Beged Kalayim Shadis La Lacha, Vitana the Bei Rishmol, the Bryce Bei Rishmol teaches us, Hoyol V'nema V'tayra Stam V'godim. It says in Tayra Stam V'godim, Upar La Kos V'achasvem, and one of them explains Samar Pishtin. Where is that? That is by nega of a beged. It says in the pasuk, "Vahabeged kiyeh by nega teras bebeged semer or yebeged pishtin." That means this is megalotos. Any time according to Rabbi Shmuel, this is megalotos, and this reveals to us that any time it says the word beged in the Torah, it means either pishtim or semer, because it says by the pasuk by teras, "Vahabeged asher kiyeh by nega teras bebeged semer beged pishtin." So really we know already, Beged Kalayim Shanes Le'al Alecha means Tzema U'Pishtin. So Af called Tzema U'Pishtin. So Tzema U'Pishtin that says by Silba Bashan is the Kasa Rechman Alam Ali, it's extra words, Shema Minah Laf Nuyeh, that is teaching us that these words are extra to make the drasha of Smuchim. Freit the Gemara, it's not extra. Why? Because maybe, since one parish is Halah, which means like a blanket, and one parish is a Levisha, so maybe each one is its own Tzema U'Pishtin. You would say halah, where it's not so much hana, there I gotta be tsemer pishtin dafka. Ava levisha, which is in the parashas kiseitze, silbash, the nafesh haniyos, a lot of hana from that, kol trei mini osir. You say every two minima osir, rachmano. Kosher rachmano, tsemer pishtin. That's what Tari says, tsemer pishtin, dafka tsemer pishtin. So it's not extra. So now it's back Shver. Where's your mufni by the parasha of Tzitzis next to the parasha of Shatnes? So tomorrow I'll tell you what's extra. It's still extra at Tzemer Pishtin. Why? Don't say Tzemer Pishtin. How do we know? We can learn that from Gzeres Shava. We can listen to Kromineh. V'teisu Shatnes Shatnes Mahalo. We'll learn that Gzeres Shava Shatnes to Shatnes from Halo. Al Kaponim, bottom line is that we are learning from here, from Tzitzis, that Seder Chalaisasa, how do we know to dash a smuchim by Devarim, because smuchim ha mufni, and here it's mufni, of course, tzemer u'pishtim is extra. So to Gemara, Gemara is asked a kasha on Tana de Rebbe Shmuel now. But Tana de Rebbe Shmuel, that learns every stam beged is tzemer u'pishtim, every stam beged is tzemer u'pishtim. But Tana de Rebbe Shmuel, time of the kosher chmona tzemer u'pishtim. Holav hachi, kalayim betzitzis, hava mino, the osar achmona. So it comes out, Fir Bishmal coming out, that how do we know that Seder Chalei Sasa? Because Tzemer Pishtin is extra, and then we dash in Smuchim. That means we need this whole drasha, this whole Stukot Torah, to tell us the Fir Tomer Bishmal, I Seder Chalei Sasa. Frank, the Gemara, the Psukim alone, a Muchach, that you can have a Seder Chalei Sasa, according to Rabbi Shmuel at least. Why? It says in the Pasuk, the reading talking about Tomer Bishmal, time goes one of Tzemer Pishtin. Halav Achi, Kalayim Betzitzis, Havim Yidah Asar Rachmano. V'achsev, I had a pasuk as mefurish, but also will have, we say this every day, twice a day at least, but also will have tzitzis al kanfei vigdehim, but also will have tzitzis al kanfei vigdehim, put tzitzis al kanfei vigdehim. V'tala Rebbe Shmuel, kol begodim tzema pishtim heim. So it means, vigdehim is either tzema or pishtim. V'omar rachmana, it says in the Torah, ovalei tcheles. It says, p'sil tcheles, right? You put tcheles on it. What's tcheles made out of? V'tcheles amruhu. Tcheles is wool. How do you know tcheles is wool? You know, everything in the Gemara you got to prove. You know, we know tcheles is wool, but how do you know tcheles is wool? Tcheles amru. Umayat tcheles amru. It's, how do you know tcheles amru? Midashesh kisna tcheles amru. Which means like this, Rashi explains. The Pasuk in Yecheskel says that all big tikkuna either made from sheish, which means flax, which means linen, or it's wool. And the Pasuk says in the Torah that sheish is bad. It says, Mikhsei ha-bad, sheish mazah. Bad is pishtun. So you know Seishes Pishton. If Seishes Pishton, we know all the aluminium are what? Are wool. Because it's either wool or Pishton. So now, we know Tcheles is wool. What does it say? Put wool tzitzis on Bigdehim. If you tell Rishma, what's a baguette? Either Tzema or Pishton. So it's the first of Pasuk, you're allowed to have Kalayim. Because it says, put your wool tzitzis on Pishton. So the kash is, why do you need this whole black Gemara with Svicha? You're going for your Tamar Yishmael. The whole thing is a Gebayt Tamar Yishmael because he holds Tzema Pishton extra. So the whole Gemara is based on Tana Debeir of Yishmael. Tamar Yishmael himself holds that you could put tzitzis on a baguette. A baguette is Tzema Pishton. So the Pasuk itself already tells you, I say, that the mitzvah tzitzis supersedes Kalayim. So, why in the world do you need the extra Tzema Pishton? When Zemara says, yeah, what do you do? And think about it like this. Itzrich. Sakadayata Ramina Kedarava. We would think like Rava. The Rava Rami. Rava, well, first of all, Rava. Then when the show turns over the whole Rava, but we could have said like Rava in Psha and the Pasig, but also Lam Titsis Akanfe Vigdayim. The Rava Rami. Ksiv, it says in the Pasig, Rava has a Akasha. Ha Konof Min Konof. It says in the Pasig that also Lam Titsis Akanfe Vigdayim, the Dairai Son, Venosnu Al Titsis. Hakanof pesil tcheles. So hidarishes hakanof means that the tzitzis can mean the same min as the beged as hakanof, which means any beged, any type of material. V'chsiv, Rav asked that the pasuk says semer pishton. When the pasuk says loisil b'shan and semer pishton yachta gedilim tasulach, it sounds like the gedilim, the strings, got to be made out of semer pishton. This is Rava's question, and Rava answers, okay, sir. Tzema pishtin parit v'minu mishloim mino. The tzitzis of tzema or pishtin, those strings, pata every single type of baguette. Shar minim v'minim paitram shloim mino yim paitram. Other minim, other type of begodim, only the tzitzis, the strings that are the same min as the baguette, patrit. It's not the same min as the baguette, the same type of material as the baguette, it doesn't patr. That's Rava's halacha. Now, we'll theorize exactly how we answer the kasha. First thing Rava says, but tana very small, less like the Rava. Tanavish doesn't hold the Rav, because Rav is saying you're allowed to make a baguette any type of material you want. Just the only difference is like this. If you make it out of any material, the tzitzis have to be the same material as the baguette. Masha'inkin, Tzema Pishton, Pat is any type of baguette. But Tanavish holds a baguette gotta be Tzema Pishton, because he holds the word baguette means Tzema Pishton. But Tanavish will less like the Rav. So Zakta Gemara like this. It's a Sazan Amini Kidyuka the Rav, Akonav bin Konav, Hokkar Rachmano. Overlay Tzema le Tzema or Pishton le Pishton. The Gemara says like this: the fear of Yishmael. If it said v'oslam titzis akanfe v'gdayim, we would say. And then it says v'oslam titzis akanof p'sil tcheles. We would say that the halacha is like this: that if you have a beged of wool, make wool titzis. If you have a beged of pishton of linen, make linen titzis. And echanami, you won't have tcheles when you have a linen beged. That's what you would think. Pshat the pasuk is v'alkam rachmano avle tzemer le tzemer or pishton le pishton. When you put on wool tzitzis to a wool baguette, tzave, make it blue. Aval tzemer le pishtin, u pishtin tzemer lo, you're not allowed to do the kalayim, now do kalayim. Kosh rachman tzemer pishtin. Therefore, the pasuk has the extra words here of tzemer pishtin, that filu tzemer pishtin, u pishtin tzemer is allowed to be done. And pshat is like this, the Gemara. Make sure you get the chesmen claw. I'm sure you got it ready. I'm going to get it yet. The chesmen is like this. That tzemer pishtin is extra. And the question was, why do you need tzemer pishtin extra to teach us they make tzitzis on kalayim? Why do you need that? It says, v'osu lahem, it says in the pasuk, v'osu lahem tzitzis akanfe v'gdeim. You're allowed to put tcheles on your beggar. Beggar means tzemer pishtin. My answer is no. I would think that we dash the word hakanof, that the tzitzis has to be the same min as the kanof, as the same min as the beggar, which means tzemer le tzemer, pishtin le pishtin. And Eichanami, you won't have tcheles on a pishtin baguette. And therefore, you have no bakar that kalayim is doich, tzitzis is doich kalayim. You don't have a bakar for that. Kump the extra word, semer pishtin, which we established before is extra, to teach us that smuchim, that even on a baguette of pishtin, of linen, you could put wool tzitzis. And that teaches us, say, doich kalayim. There's a little problem here that the Roshayim deal with. It says over here that it comes out, you're allowed to put semer la pishtin and pishtin semer. That means you're allowed to put on linen tzitzis on a wool baguette. Now, why would you do that? Like, why would you do that? Just a beat to have a say derech leisasa. We have a klal that's efshel l'kayim shneim. If you don't have to be doicher leisasa, you don't do that. So, bishlam, if you have a linen baguette, you have to be doicher leisasa of klayim. Why? You need tcheles. But if you have a wool baguette, why do you have to put a linen strings on? Like, why do you have to be different? Put a linen strings. Why do you have to do that? So, what's your right to be doicher The lois asa azay frank the rishonim. So the Rashi says you're right. There has to be a case where he didn't have any other tzitzis. He didn't have any other strings. He only had linen strings. So there, the only kind of mitzvah is linen strings. So that's why you're allowed to do that. But it's a good kasha. That's efshel kaiyim shneim. But upon him, what comes out for our Gemara is that we have I say the chalais sasa. Where is the makar? The makar is from tzitzis. That tzitzis is doicha. The iser lois sasa of kalayim.